Point CRTV.
A German enterprise has shown interest in resolving the perennial problem of plastic pollution in our country. Representatives of the company were last Friday received in audience by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, at the Star Building. This avails Freddie Etabisong the opportunity to talk about the menace posed by plastic waste, its consequences and possible solutions to mitigating the plastic waste problem in Cameroon. His viewpoint.
Plastic waste is a global threat whose impact is particularly severe in developing countries like ours. Cameroon is a beautiful country with diverse ecosystems and rich biodiversity, reason why it is termed Africa in miniature. But its environment is facing a huge threat from plastic waste, which clog our waterways, litter our streets and pollute our soils, thereby posing a menace to our food self-sufficiency. In spite of government's effort in fighting the use of plastics, hundreds, if not thousands of tons of plastic waste are generated in the country, coming from various sources. This includes plastic bags from markets, bottles from beverages, packaging materials, and even microplastics from industrial processes. It is true we all need plastics because of their convenience and because they are cheap and some durable. But these are the very reasons for which plastic litter our environment, causing a lot of harm to the ecosystem long after they are discarded. Take a plastic bottle, for example, which takes up to 450 years to decompose. The consequences of plastic waste on our environment are enormous, as it affects the environment in many ways. Plastic waste blocks drainage systems, causing flooding during rains, as well as stagnating water, which poses serious health hazards by providing a breeding ground for mosquitoes, which in turn spread diseases like malaria. Plastic waste poses a direct threat to animals, which mistake it for food, and when ingested, can cause injury or death to the animals. Moreover, plastics release chemicals into the soil and water, which enter into food and ultimately affect human health. It is these negative consequences that the government of the country is fighting against, not only banning the production or importation of non-biodegradable plastic bags, cleaning the streets and waterways of them, but also raising awareness for citizens to have a changed mindset and adopt sustainable practices. Beyond this, the problem of plastic waste management can be turned around in a number of ways. An enhanced waste management system can be put in place by councils to handle and recycle plastic waste efficiently. This includes setting up recycling plants and encouraging the populations to sort out their waste, separating waste that can be recycled from non-recyclable ones, the use of alternatives to plastic bags like paper, cloth, and plant-based plastics, which are all biodegradable materials, should be promoted and encouraged by government, which must be strict in imposing its regulations on the use of plastic bags. Otherwise, as the saying goes, old habits die hard, and so people will continue using non-biodegradable plastic bags. Continual campaigns and educational programs on the media can help shape public behavior and play a great role in spreading information on the importance of reducing, reusing, and recycling plastics. Already, the recycling of plastic waste in Cameroon is promising, as plastic is being recycled to fabricate durable paving stones. It is therefore with much expectations that Cameroonians look forward to the outcome of the audience the Prime Minister, Head of Government, granted two representatives of the German enterprise keen on cleaning our environment of plastic and other waste, bringing in innovative and beneficial solutions to the plastic waste problem to the populace and ecosystem.
Freddie Etabisong, Director of Radio Programs and Programming Editorialists.